Hello, it's Mike, Zeke, and Jillian.
How y'all doing?
Hey, Charlie. Charlie Daniels on the phone. How are you, buddy?
What? I'm wonderful. How y'all doing today?
Doing great. Doing great. How are you feeling, man?
Well, I'm just sitting around wondering what Santa Claus is going to bring me this year.
Have you been on the good list? I know you have.
Well, we won't talk about that.
But, You've been too busy to be bad.
We're finishing up our last dates for the year, and we're going home for Christmas after tomorrow night, in fact.
Oh, that's great.
I love the title of this, the Beau Weevil's Songs in the Key of E. I love that.
You know, I kept wondering if it was going to confuse some people with putting in songs in the key of E. oddly enough, when I started writing these songs, I found myself, I'd start writing one, I'd get into it and, you know, kind of get finished with it. And it was in the key of E. So I thought, well, I wonder if I just ought to go ahead and do these in the key of E because they're all going to sound, you know, in the same key. And I said, yeah, why not? So I'd always kind of want to do that anyway. So I thought, songs in the key of E. Every doggone one of them is in the key of E.
I got to tell you, I'm just so, like, just your voice brings the biggest smile to my face. It is such an honor for you to be talking to us this morning.
You're very kind. I appreciate that. Thank you.
I can remember.
And if you ever decide you want to...
There ain't many 82-year-old men get told that by young ladies.
Well, I mean, you are just something else. You are one of a kind, a legend, and it's just an honor to talk to you.
We actually met you several years ago in Las Vegas and got to interview you, and it was a thrill. And I guess I didn't realize what a lover of the United States you were until we interviewed you. I mean, you are a flag carrying lover of the United States of America, and it makes us all proud.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I'm one of probably the few people in the country can actually pinpoint the day my patriotism started. It was December 7th, 1941, when my family was at my granddad's house in Wilmington, North Carolina, and I remember this. How many things you remember when you're 5 years old?
Right.
But I remember this pretty vividly. Listening to overseas radio broadcast, a real scratchy broadcast on his radio, that the Japanese had bombed our naval base in Pearl Harbor. And though I was much too young to grasp the importance situation, I knew that something very serious had happened. And my formative years, from the time I was 5 until I was about 10 years old, were during the Second World War. So, you know, I grew up in a patriotic family, in a patriotic mood, when the country was in a patriotic mood, and I'm still very much that way. And only two things protect America: it's the grace of God and the United States military. I believe that with all my heart.
Well, I got to tell you, it's refreshing to see, and you're not afraid to tell people how you feel.
Not at all. No. No American should be afraid to tell people how they feel.
I agree.
You know, don't fear somebody's repercussion of somebody disagreeing with you. People are always going to disagree with you. But mm-hmm. The thing is, that's what a lot of people give their life, to give you the right to be able to express your opinion. So don't let anybody take it away from you for fear of offending somebody or something like that.
True words, Charlie. True words. I have a question. How is it you just put a new album out, you're still on the road all the time at 82 years old? What's not that we're not thrilled that you do so, but my honest question is why? What motivates you to keep going out and touring?
I love what I do. I love the people I do it with. It's like traveling around the country with your family. A lot of my people have been with me for 35, 40 years.
Wow.
And people ask me, what is your most cherished accomplishment? And you would think it was platinum albums or being inducted into this or that. My most cherished accomplishment is keeping 25 people gainfully and steadily employed for 40 years and having a lot of the same ones around, you know. And it's a pleasure every night. I know these people, they know me, we trust each other, and it's a great way. It's like a huge family. It's like having about counting the ranch and the people in the office and everything. It's like having about 35 people in your family that you're very close to. So I have what better way to spend your life than doing that? And it's not so physically demanding that I can't do it. So if it was, I couldn't, obviously, but it's not. So as long as it's the good Lord's will and people want to hear me, I'm going to be out here rocking and rolling.
Well, and I mean, you're out and about, and I think it keeps you young. I really do.
Keeps you spry.
Well, I don't know about the young part particularly, but let's say younger, okay? Maybe put an ER on that.
Yeah.
Well, you can go to charliedaniels.com, amazon.com, iTunes, get Bo Weevil's Songs in the Key of E. It's such a pleasure to talk to you, Charlie.
Well, thank you. It's my pleasure, y'all.
Real quick, what's at the top of your Christmas list this year?
Gosh, and not you ask. My wife's sitting here. I can't say. So. she may have already bought me something. And it may be the wrong thing. I don't want to have to go back and change.
Oh, that's not where you thought you were going feelings. With it.
You know, truthfully, just being home with my family and my son, my grandchildren, my wife, our friends, that is what Christmas is about to me. It's about the birth of Jesus Christ. No matter how many times you dress it up with Christmas trees and Santa Claus and gifts and that sort of thing, it all boils down to that's what it is. That's what we try to celebrate.
Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Charlie Daniel. There we go.
Yeah, beautiful. God bless you, Charlie.
God bless you. Merry Christmas, y'all.
Merry Christmas.